Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Yo, you know exactly what it is, man. It's the Live is Cloud radio show on the planet, man. Straight from the E-Block Radio's live on your dial right this moment. Of course, it's your boy, man, the hood, Howard Stern, holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high. I got my man, Monk Money, holding it down in the D. What it do, boy?
You don't know it don't do nothing until we hit these airways. You know what it is.
Huh. Nah, for sure. I think every week, though, we gotta remind niggas, though. So that's why I always ask.
And that's why I say, you know what it is, huh?
For sure. Hey, of course it is Social Media Thursday, so if you got social media, make sure you hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. All right, so hit up my man, Real Monk Money, and of course myself at Hood Howard Stern. That's going to be on Twitter and Instagram. All right, so make sure you follow us there. Also, if you got Facebook, man, we about to go live in just a moment. But make sure you check out our fan page, too, www.facebook.com/eblockradio, dog. So, yo, we got a lot of shit going on. We go kicking on some shit. But, you know, what's been popping with you, though, on the personal tip? What's been good with you, dog? I don't want to hear shit about working. I don't want to hear shit about low to the flow. Dog, what's really good with you?
I don't know what else to say. I had to be quiet on that. I don't know what else to say. You just did it. Like, you know how 8 Mile, like Eminem, just said whatever that he was going to say. He said it. He did that. That's what I was saying. But no, bro, your boy, you know how I do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really did too much tonight. You know what I'm saying? I did watch... Man, I'm stuck out on these animes, man. They be having me in the basement for like 2 or 3 days. Like, I get off work, go straight to the basement, stay in the basement, bro. These animes got me hooked, bro. I got one named, it's called The Adventures of Sinbad. And they made it out of a Japan anime, you know what I mean? And it's really off the chain, bro. Like, it got me hooked, bro. Like, I'm literally in the basement for hours watching it, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That was good. I ain't really seen no good movie. I really want to go see, is it called Hitch? I think it's called Hitch. Denzel? What's that movie?
What is it?
I think it's called Hitch. It's with Denzel. I really want to check that one out, you know what I mean?
Damn, right?
So,
I'm shooting
my man. Yeah, man, you ain't up on Hitch.
What the fuck? I don't even know what it is.
How you not seen it, man? You're a black advocate. You ain't seen it.
Shut up, cuz. I know you're not talking about Fences, bro.
Oh, shit, man. I'm sorry, man.
I thought you were talking about some new shit. I'm like,
shit.
What you talking about that Will Smith shit?
I said Denzel, man.
Hey, I thought what I was talking about, man.
You let me go off. Let me go all that far into that shit. You know what I was talking about.
I thought this man had some new shit. I ain't
know. No, man. But I really want to see that first. You know what I'm saying? I got to check that out, bro. But other than that, man, you know, boy had a long week, man. Auto show went going down right now. You know what I mean? They flooded me at work with this auto show thing. And
right.
I'm not really hyped to go see the auto show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm right next door.
There's nice cars, though.
There is. Like, I don't like teasing myself. That's why I like strip clubs. You know, I don't want to go to strip club and just pay a broad to tease. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but we still go though. We still go though.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's just like strip club. Yeah, exactly what I'm saying, man. So, you know what I mean? I ain't really interested in going there, but I know there's some exciting shit there. You know, people come on from all over the place. You know, you've been here, you live in the D, you know how it is, you know what it is, you know. You've been there 100 times over. So,
right.
It's good for people to see it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess.
I guess so, man. Next year though, we gonna have to be some media sponsors next year.
That'd be dope. I'll go then. Yeah.
You say you go then, huh?
I'll be excited. I'm excited to go then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but what's been cracking with you, homie?
Man, not much, dog. Just kind of the same old. You know, got a few things going on here and there. Of course, always still trying to, you know, get my book and stuff going. So I got a couple of books coming out. So the third installment of Off the Block, which is a compilation of poetry and social criticism essays. All right, so that'll be coming out in February. Then in March or April in that area, I got one. I got a joint coming out called Brilliant Bastards. And what that's about, this is a first for me because it's a novel. But really, what it is though is about a dude, you know, I don't want to give it away too much, but it's about urban living, but then finally coming to terms with, you know, the place that America has put you in, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, it's urban, but at the same time, it's teaching a lesson. So it's kind of about, it's a combination of hood shit and systematic racism. I don't know how the fuck I just put all that shit together, but it's going to happen.
Okay. Sounds interesting as fuck.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I was going for. And plus, like, I've never written a novel, and it's kind of fun doing the storytelling. But then also, I think it's a thing that I learned from James Baldwin, man, one of my favorite authors, is a way to tell a story and then like kind of hide a message inside of it. So like you learning some shit and don't even know it.
Right.
Yeah. So
like, don't be a menace while drinking your juice in the hood.
Exactly, right? The shit was funny, but at the same time, message. Right. Hey, exactly like that actually. So yeah, that's a good analogy. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about it like that, man. That crud got you thinking great.
Thank you. That crud is amazing.
He said thank you. That ain't nothing to get paid for.
Oh,
no, man.
My bad.
But outside of that, dog, really, that's about it, man. Just, you know, working on those projects, man. Trying to make moves with the radio show. You know, shout out to Denver Open Media. I'm interning down there, so I do some radio work down there too. Hopefully, I can get some little on air experience soon. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be kind of cool. But shit, other than that, man. Yeah, that's dope as fuck, man, if I can get that popping. But, I mean, shit, realistically, outside of that, man, that's really about it. I got a few things I want to talk about, though, you know what I'm saying? I kind of posted it earlier on social media. But before I jump off into that, did you have some shit you wanted to get off your chest, man, for the week, or what's up?
Oh, man, go ahead, man, go straight into yours, bro. You know, your boy ain't doing too much of that.
All right, for sure. So, first of all, I want to say this before I get off into a couple of little news things I want to talk about. Shout out to you know, saying all the people that participated in Martin Luther King. I've seen a few marches, a couple of little demonstrations, you know, the celebrations. So shout out to the people who celebrated the King's birthday on Monday. His birthday was actually on the 15th, which was Sunday. But shout out to the people who are still trying to keep the dream alive. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yeah, I gotta say that before I get into what I was getting ready to say, because that's where I got the problem at. All right, look. So let's just jump right into it. I wanted to talk about real quick, man, before we jump off into our real topic. I want to talk about what you think about Steve Harvey, Jim Brown, Ray Lewis, Kanye West. Skinning and grinning with Donald Trump, though. I want to know what you think about that,
Bro. They sucking dick.
Yeah.
And the industry they in, they have to. I mean, I don't mean to say it like that, but I'm just being blunt, though. This is exactly what they is. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get in kudos with him, bro. And I don't, Steve Harvey, I don't understand it. Like, him personally, I don't understand. You know?
Right.
Kanye's starving out. He's trying to make anything happen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I don't know. They probably voted Republican, too. They probably voted for him. Low key, for real, for real.
For real, for real. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, they probably voted for cuz, you know what I'm saying? So,
probably.
I mean, pissed me off, you know what I mean? And at the same time, it's like, man, kind of knew it, man. They all remind me of the, what's my man name in the Changos?
Oh, shit, you talking about Sam Jackson
character? Yeah, Steve.
Oh, shit, I can't remember his name, but you fooling for that comparison.
I think his name was Steve. I think his name was Steve, bro.
They
all remind me of it.
The original Negro overseer and shit.
You know what I'm talking about? I know you know that nigga. You know that nigga from somewhere. Now we gotta burn the sheets. We gotta burn the whole room, boss. Them niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, for real, I really think so, bro. Like, I don't know. They say Steve Harvey trying to get something, you know, established with, you know, inner city kids and all that, you know how he do that little thing at his house where he got all the kids with no father come over, you know what I mean? And, you know, he do his thing, you know, he want to try to get some people to fund that, you know what I mean? Donald Trump funds in a little bit. So he was trying to, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. It got me all confused, bro. Because Steve Harvey, man, come on, bro. I laugh at Family Feud.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna miss Family Feud.
You said you're gonna miss it.
I know.
You're gonna miss. You ain't gonna watch this shit.
I'm gonna miss Family Feud, bro. I never watch his show too much, man. He just, I don't know. I think he's trying to be Ofri, tell you the truth. And can't nobody top Ofri. Yeah.
Oh, you talking about the talk show?
Yeah, the talk show.
Oh, okay. He said Ofri.
Oh, man. Can't nobody talk about Ofri for real.
Nah.
You get it in.
Yeah,
so I mean, I don't know, man. It got me confused, bro. But Bo Jackson and I don't know, man. He had, when I was watching this little thing, he had Don King speaking for him in one little thing. Like, damn.
Yeah, you know what? But Don King, though. Come on, dog. You can have Don King. You can have Don King and Omarosa. Those two I'm not even tripping on because like, that's what I thought anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought anyway. But Jim Brown, though. Like, you can even have Ray Lewis.
Jim
but
Brown.
Man, come on, dog. Jim Brown quit the NFL to be an activist. That shit I ain't understanding, bro.
Yes.
That nigga quit the NFL to be an activist, dog. And look, don't get me wrong, dog. So, first of all, let me say this. I ain't tripping on the fact that they went and seen the nigga. Cause, I mean, at the end of the day, he's still the president. You know what I'm saying? Or he's about to be.
Yes,
or whatever.
He is. Yes, he is.
But my whole thing is, I ain't go, and maybe I'm looking at this wrong, but I ain't go keep going. Let me see if I can put it in my terms. I ain't go keep going to his crib, though. Like, if you really want to fuck with us, come to our shit. I ain't about to keep going to Trump Towers taking this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
what the fuck I look like? It's like we on the stage and shit. Like, you know, it's like a photo op to me. That shit don't make sense to me. Like, if you want to have a meeting and shit, let's have this meeting and fuck all this press. Let's meet at this backwoods ass diner and shit where can't nobody put us on social media and shit like that.
Donald Trump just want to have Negro friends and them dumb, man. He trying to show you he ain't about that life.
Exactly. And dog, again, I'm down for it though. Go meet with them. Talk all the shit that you need to talk. You know what I'm saying? About our community and whatever else you need to do with it and shit. But on our terms. I ain't going to that motherfucker because he asked to see me. Especially Steve Harvey. And I just say that because Steve Harvey talked shit about Donald Trump for about 18, 19, 20 months, nigga, in a row. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the one. He was supposed to be the one to straight deny the invite. Like,
invite.
Yeah. Like, I'm cool. Like, I want to holler at you, but I'm going to holler at you on my terms, though.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Come on, my box.
Right. That's how I feel about this shit. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be on some real nigga shit, maybe. But that's how I feel about the shit.
That's how anybody in this world should feel about it, especially being of a different race. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I understand it, bro. Like, I don't know, man. He's blatant with his shit, bro.
Yeah.
And people love him.
Exactly. I mean,
I ain't mad at you, man. If you love
like
him,
I said,
go ahead. Well, go ahead.
I ain't mad at him either. And I'm saying that, like I said, that I'm cool with it, dog. I mean, Steve Harvey, Ray Lewis, Jim Brown, Kanye, man, whatever. I'm cool with it. Go kick it, man. Go have a conversation, whatever. But my whole thing is make sure it's on our terms, though. Because otherwise niggas is looking like clowns. I know it's I've been seeing people on social media kind of talking shit about people talking shit about like Steve Harvey. Now, and look, again, dog, I encourage the conversation. But I think it's a certain way that the conversation got to go. I just don't feel like it's going that way. If you got to go to Trump Towers to have this conversation, and then you got to come out and talk to CNBC and CNN and shit, you know, after you had a meeting, then that ain't shit to me. Because real niggas, like, I mean, real niggas don't move like that. I don't even know how else to say it. And maybe I'm wrong and shit, because I didn't come up in that era, you know what I'm saying? I ain't come up in that era, but Jim Brown, it was just disappointing. Like, I couldn't understand it. I just couldn't understand it.
I think Steve Harvey covering his ass. Like you said, he talked about the boy for like 9 months, you know what I'm saying, straight.
Yeah.
And then,
right.
You know, I mean, he is the president now, so he can't, he got some strings he can pull, you figure, deal with me?
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Any a businessman, any in the streets, just as much as he gonna be in politics now.
He's in the streets.
That's for real, bro.
Yeah.
He definitely in the streets. He gotta be in the streets. He's a hustler. He's definitely a hustler, bro.
Oh, yeah, he a hustler. I ain't gonna deny it. Yeah, he most definitely a hustler. But I just, what's up?
He know people.
Yeah, there's people that know people. Right. And that's cool. That's cool. Like, it's cool to know the connect. It's cool to know the plug. But at some point, though, the way his position, you got to meet on my terms. If I'm Jim Brown, you got to come see me. I'm Jim Brown. I don't give a fuck if you're the president. It's Jim Brown. Like, if, like, ain't nobody.
Hey,
let me
you think about Jim Brown in the movies and all that shit, man. He ain't him for real, bro.
No,
he
ain't
the Black Hammer and shit. He ain't the Black Hammer for real, bro.
I'm just saying, again, man, we gonna get off this subject. We'll keep it moving, dog. But I'm just saying, have the conversation. Have every conversation you need. Let that motherfucker know what we need and what needs to be done. But that shit need to be on our terms, though. Don't be going to Trump Tower skinning and grinning, knowing that like 2 minutes before you went, you was calling them all kind of motherfuckers. Like, don't do it, because now we out here looking stupid. Like, I got a problem with a lot of the shit Trump did. And you know what I'm saying? And we not on that level yet where we go get invited to Trump Towers and shit. But I'm just saying, if our podcast was popping like that, maybe we would get invited to Trump Towers. But I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't doing it. I'm going to tell him I want to have a conversation, but I'm not coming to that motherfucker. And I'm definitely not about to be answering no questions with the press after we have a conversation, because that ain't what it's about. It's not supposed to be.
Nope.
Now you making the shit look like a publicity stunt. It's looking like a fucking reality show. I'm cool with that. And we got my niggas on there. And you know what? I feel bad now, but I expect that shit from Ray Lewis. I don't know what the fuck Ray be on, dog. Ray be 100 sometimes, then sometimes I don't know where the fuck Ray coming from, though. For real.
Man, that nigga come from like 6 different corners, bro. You don't know where. But I don't understand it. I don't understand none of it, bro. Like,
yeah.
I'm so confused and baffled by the whole thing. You know,
right.
Especially Jim Brown, the Black Hammer. Black Hammer fucking me up.
Black Hammer. Yeah, word up, man. I don't know. But, you know, I'm done talking about that shit, man. Like I say, between Kanye, really, I ain't tripping on Kanye, because it's just Kanye. But Jim Brown, Steve Harvey, dog, I ain't saying they cooning and shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that shit because the conversation. I ain't saying it though. I think Steve Harvey,
the way he talked about him though, you know what I'm saying? That just made, I don't know, man. Now he just sucking up bro, everything he said and going to coon. You know what I'm saying? Getting his Steve on from the Django.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna say that they got caught in a foul position. I'm gonna say that.
Okay.
Say you ain't buying
it.
This,
it could.
That,
right. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying on that. Okay.
That's my thought on that, man. But we're gonna move on to one more thing before we get to the topic, dog. And this is about my man Tax Stone, dog. Now, first of all, shout out to my nephew, man, City Shy. Shout out to Shy because he the one put me on with Tax Stone, right? Tax Stone is a podcast host. You used to just be like, quite honestly, I don't know what the fuck Tax Stone did. Like, he was a troll on Twitter and shit. That's all I know. And So he got some notoriety from social media, hooked up with Charlamagne hooked up with the people at Loudspeakers, and then got a podcast. So, but he popping right now, you know what I'm saying? But a few days ago, dude get arrested, I guess on a firearm charge, but they trying to say it's in some kind of connection with that shooting with Troy Ave. Now, this happened like some months ago or, you know, last year at a T.I. concert or some shit, a T.I. after party, some shit. But anyway, so yeah, they locked his ass up, and I don't know what's going on with that though. But the crazy thing is that he was just getting to the, I feel like he was just getting to that, like, that pivotal point in podcasting where, like, he was about to really, you know, be making some money and shit. And it's kind of a fucked up situation because, like, he had been feuding with niggas and shit, you know, on social media, and I don't know if it's fair to say, but sometimes. Sometimes, dog, we get too caught up in the hood shit, man, and forget that we moving on, dog. And I think that nigga got caught up in the hood shit. I don't really know what happened, though, because, you know, they ain't really letting out no details yet. But, you know, in New York, they
don't
fuck
around. But nine times out of ten, you got into some hood shit, flat out. You know what it is, bro.
I know.
Because you couldn't have been getting into anything else, you locked up.
I mean, when the fans want to put a case on you, nigga, they want to put a case on you. So that don't necessarily mean nothing.
Man, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga did something. You won't go to jail for just you won't go to jail just for walking by.
Well, I mean, if you in the vicinity, niggas getting shot and shit, there's a chance that you might get hands up for no reason.
I mean, it's a chance, but it's the life you lead. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, karma, yeah. Bitch.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
That's a fucked up thing, man. Shout out to my man Tax Stone, though, man. I hope you make it through this shit, man. Especially because, you know, on some selfish shit, I like listening to the podcast, nigga.
That's what
I like listening to the podcast. Can't go to jail, my nigga. Yeah, but all right.
Enough dollars, baby.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like my man said, be safe though. That's his thing right there. Be safe though. I'm gonna say that for you, dog. But we gonna keep it moving, dog. If you just now checking us out on eblockradio.com, or if you're on the phone lines, man, you know what you gotta do. You gotta call in 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, man. We want to know right now, right this second. If you seen the homie woman out there, straight out there with sports coat, you know what I'm talking about? Would you go back and tell the homie, dog? I want to know, man. Ladies, I want to know y'all point of view too. If you see a girl, man, out there cheating, is you gonna tell them? Like, what you gonna do? Hit us up, man. If you on Facebook Live right now, you can call in 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, or you can drop your comment right there on the bottom. We'll try to give y'all a shout out live on the air. But Monk Money, dog, what's pop? You telling or nah?
I'm gonna make some sure some snap. She gonna tell her herself, cause I'm gonna make sure she see me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Either you gonna do it, or I'm gonna do it. Flat out. Yeah. I mean, I don't care, man. These motherfuckers stick together, man. Cats, man, they stick together, man, like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You say cats.
Yeah, them cats. can't stick together like a motherfucker, man, no matter what. Like glue.
Yeah.
From cradle to the grave, you know what I mean? And we need an advantage on something, you know what I'm saying? Like, me being a man, we want some kind of advantage. Y'all got a, they got it all, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They got that thing between their legs that make a nigga do whatever they say, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't got shit. I don't care how good the D is. You know what I'm saying?
We got shit coming on.
They still ain't got shit coming, you know what I'm talking about? So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I'm telling. Somebody
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
tell.
Telling.
Yeah, I'm telling.
Fucking you telling.
I'm telling. There ain't no snitch rule out the window on that one, bro. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Go ahead.
I know, I was gonna say, what if this your homie, but the chick is too though. Like, what if all y'all is friends?
I don't know, man. I don't know. My friends though. That's the thing. Like, they my friends, bro. Like, this been my homies, so he been my homie for a while.
Yeah.
She just came along. You know what I'm talking about? So in that matter, you know what I mean? I ain't finna break up a happy home. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the both of my homies, you know what I'm saying? Like, my homie. Now you
yeah.
my dog. I can't tell on my dog. Like, it's just what it is. What it is. Like
right.
her, like the girl, like if it's his girl, like I really don't know her like that. You know what I'm saying? I know he love her, so you know he love her. He like her, I love her. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Right. I don't really know her.
I really can't say that. Right. For real. So I'm just saying, like, if it was my homies and if I knew both of them and I was cool with both of them, I couldn't say nothing, bro. Couldn't say nothing. Hopefully they ain't see me. Because I won't be pulled in, you know what I'm saying? Any of them predicaments, you know what I'm saying?
We'll be on that domestic shit.
Yeah, I am trying to get into all that.
No, I can't.
I'm staying out the way.
Staying out the way. I don't know. It's a tough one, dog. I can't even lie. Hey, don't forget though. If you on Facebook Live right now, you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, man. We trying to figure out if you seen the homie's girl out there cheating, or you know what I'm saying, or if it's the other way around, you know what I'm saying. If you seen your home girl. And you seen her dude out there cheating, what you tell on, dog? So I'ma say, let me see, dog. It's a tough one only because you know what? I'ma say it like this. It's a time rule to me. It's a time rule. So if it's some new, I'm telling. Telling like a motherfucker, I'm telling. You know what I'm saying? I'ma nip that shit in the bud. You only been messing around with her for a few months. It's a good chance I can tell you, hey, nigga, I seen her out with Craig and them. Like, don't do it, cuz. But if you talking about some years in the game, I don't know, dog. I think I gotta do some type of shit. I gotta figure out a way to get the nigga there so he can see it his damn self. Cause I ain't doing that shit.
But like I said, like if it's a time thing. Like if both of them cool, and if I go over their house and blow talk shit, and I done got cool with this motherfucker over years too, I can't break up a happy home. Like I mean, it's gonna everything in the dark gonna come to the light sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? So
right, you figure this shit'll pop off
eventually. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like somebody gonna find out about something. You know what I'm talking about? I won't get none of that domestic shit. You know what I mean? I can't come over to that shit and smoke blood.
Right. No, I'm fitting, I ain't trying to be involved. Hey, but look, you still got time, man. If you're on eblockradio.com, you can hit us up 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key. Wanna know, man, what you bust on your homie's mate, dog. Let them know. That she cheating on you, or you know, ladies, of course, vice versa. Now, I think women go pop off. I think women telling. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And I think the crazy thing about it though is a lot of women get into that situation and they tell, and then the chick end up like she still stay with the dude. You know what I'm saying? So You know what I'm saying? So then the friends stop telling. Like, they just like, fuck it. Like, she know he cheating. Like, I'm going to quit telling and shit. Ugh. So.
Somebody don't quit telling, bro.
You don't think so?
Hell no, man. The way they talk, man.
Yeah.
Hell no, girl. He ain't shit, man. You done caught him cheating so many times. I don't know. What the fuck? You stupid. You just stupid, girl.
Right.
Fuck.
Hey, look, they say that anyway. Even if a nigga ain't cheating, they saying that.
Right.
Shit, like,
he eat his cereals too loud, girl. He is chomping on them cereal too loud, girl. I couldn't have that in my life. Like, shut up,
right.
Bitch.
She ain't got nobody. That's why she's talking that shit.
Right, that's why she ain't got nobody in her life. Miserable bitch.
Hey, we gonna go to the phone line real quick, man. Don't forget, if you got a comment, man, 760-283-4647. Holler at your boy, man. You know what it is, E-Block Radio. Hey, we shoot to the phone lines. I got 313-574. You on live straight from the E-Block. Holler at your boy.
What's happening? What up, though? It's 12 Mile T.
What up, though?
What's up, 12 Mile T?
Hey, so look. This is how I look at the situation. Look. We're in Detroit. Half the people on the east side don't even go to the west side. So if you're at the Burger King at Keller Meringue, why are you going to the Jets at Seven and Hayes hanging out with some other motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Take your ass on the other side of Woodward. You will never get caught. You will never get caught. I'm just saying.
Look.
If your chick is in St. Clair Shores, go mess with some chick in Dearborn. Ain't never going to get caught. Ain't never going to get caught. Now, if you do get caught right around the corner, if I'm at the Wendy's and she over at the Burger King, then you're going to get caught. How isn't that going to happen? You know? I'm just saying, just be careful about what you do, and you're never going to, if she's going to throw it in your face or you're going to throw it in her face or whatever, then damn it. Who cares? You know,
right.
Obviously, it ain't going to matter one way or another whether they find out or not, because if you out there like that, take your ass to Toledo. She ain't going.
He said Toledo.
He's traveling. That's a lot of gas money, bro.
Ain't that much gas money? Put on a Greyhound for $14. I'm just saying.
Hey, if
you get caught, then you get caught. You know, it is what it is. They gonna catch. Look at this. If people are going to be out there, if she or he or whatever, if they're going to get caught and they're going to be lazy about their stuff, then somebody else is going to find out and let somebody else tell them.
Yeah, for sure. I did that. All right, 12 Mile T, thanks for your call, dog.
Much appreciate you, homie.
Yo, that nigga said go to Toledo, cuz.
Toledo, bro. No.
Toledo,
14
bro.
The Greyhound.
He said the $14 Greyhound.
Shout out to
the Jets piece on 7 Mile Hayes, though. That used to be the shit, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to the comments real quick. My man Fat Cat say. You say that bitch better not cheat around me. I'm a Smith for real. You say like P. Diddy.
Like P. Diddy.
Hey, my man Hugh. What up, though, Hugh? Make sure you check out my man Hugh and J. Lou on Mondays, man, Beyond the Bleachers, all right? 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on eblockradio.com. But he was like, I would rather them find out on their own. I told one of my boys that his girl was out here cheating. He went back and asked her about the incident. She said it's not true, and he was just jealous of you. What? Damn, that's crazy. That could happen too, though. So, yeah, that could happen too. So, I could kind of feel on that. Like, so you tell and shit, and then this nigga like, wow. Would you believe? Damn, that's a tough one, though. Like, because what you supposed to do in that situation? You
don't
believe
your
girl?
I couldn't be around him anymore.
Well, no, most definitely we couldn't be friends no more. No.
Yeah.
Hey, but like, what would you do in that situation though? Like, if your homie came to you and told you that, and then your girl came through and said that shit, like, what you supposed to do though? You supposed to believe your girl? Or you supposed to believe your homeboy?
Yeah, I definitely don't.
Patterns change all the time. Like, that don't mean somebody cheating on me.
Bro, you know the patterns I'm talking about, nigga. When the motherfucker calls you every day, every 15 minutes, saying, where the fuck you at, where you at? And all of a sudden, you call the phone, you ain't getting no answer. He call you back at 10 o'clock, like, oh, I was sleeping. Bitch, I called you at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Motherfucker just slept a 12-hour shift. That's a good point. I don't know, I think for that reason, just like you said, and just like Hugh just said on the comment, man, I think at some point if I see that shit popping off, I'm just gonna have to kind of try to bring you to it, you know what I'm saying, let you see the shit on your own, cause I ain't about to be the one. Shit, I ain't, like I said, the only time that's different, like I said, it's a time table on it. So if you just start kicking with the chick a couple of months, I'm telling like a motherfucker. I don't even care. I'm snitching, nigga. Like, yeah, I just seen the old girl with Craig and them and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing that shit. But if this been you for a long time, then we just gonna have to figure out a way to get you in the area so you can see this shit yourself. Cause I ain't doing it.
Walls and all that thing. What the kid?
Right. Yeah, you got a lot of shit to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Shit, it's all bad, though. Hey, what if it's a family member, though?
What if it's a family member
that's cheating? Is it different?
I'm telling you.
You tell it.
Not my family member. If like my cousin wife is out there.
Yeah.
I'm telling. I got to.
Right.
I have to say, come, think about.
Right.
I saw such a good thing. I don't even know, cuz. I ain't never seen cuz. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Look like this. I seen
yeah.
that. Wearing that.
Get a full description. Like, yeah, the nigga had an ass.
Hell yeah. Right. And she was wearing this. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Nigga, I know it's real. Nigga, she leaked over and nigga fed the nigga. It was real. You know what I'm talking about?
It was 12:06. 12:06 p.m.
Yeah.
The sun
but
was
no
down.
Fan out of this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, happy. Oh yeah, cause yep, I see. Believe me, you don't believe me. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Right.
Just,
for sure. I guess that's a question too, man. And people out there checking it out on Facebook Live, or if you're on eblockradio.com right now, you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, man. We're trying to figure out. Would you tell your friend if you caught they mate out there cheating? Now, to people out there listening, you know what I'm saying? If you're on the phone lines, you hit the number one key, or you can call in, or if you're on Facebook Live, you can just comment below and I'll read your joint out loud. But now I just want to know, because we're still talking about the same thing, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I want to know, would you, if you going to tell, all right, let's say it's one of those situations where, you know, you want to get this shit out in the open. Do you tell or do you confront the mate? You know what I'm saying? Like, you see his girl out here with somebody, like, do you run up on her or do you just, like, go and tell?
I mean, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to run up on her. Like, you're going to see me.
Hey, you're going to see me. I'm going to say hi. Hey, what up, though? You know what I'm saying? You all right? And I'm going to keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And that bitch going to be scared of the motherfucker. I'm going to tell you. She'll be shaking in her boots. And I'm going to text her like you're about to get a text in 3 seconds. And she going to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah, so... So you go put the pressure on, her.
Oh, yeah,
first pressure. You know what's going on?
We got a
hammer. Damn. Yeah. You know
what? Like, that's fair. That's fair.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to get involved at all, cause like that shit just all bad. Like especially when it's a for real situation where they've been together forever. Like I ain't shit, man. I don't know. It's a tough one, dog.
Like I said, it's just like what you said. And like I said, if I've been kicking it with him for the longest, and he been with her for years, so that means I've been kicking with her too. Also, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the kids involved, like I can't even get in the conversation. Like, I can't break up a happy home. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's gonna come to the light sooner or later. That's all I can say about that. Like, it's gonna come to the light sooner or later. So,
right.
And I ain't gonna say I told you so either. You know, I knew it. No, you know, I was like, damn, that's fucked up. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. Now see that'd be a problem too though, right? So like let's say you catch the homie woman out there or whatever cheating, then you don't say nothing about it, then he end up finding out and then find out that you knew too. Like that's gonna be a problem too, right?
Hell yeah. Almost like ATL TI and shit.
No, exactly, right? Exactly. Cause he knew but he didn't say shit. Like, so I don't know. That's good. Damn, dog, I just want to steer all the way clear of that shit for real. Like, I just want to act like I didn't see it.
Well, I mean, in those situations, like I said, a couple months, I'm going to say something. But if she been around just as long as I've known you, nigga, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Hey, you got a few minutes left, though. If you're on eblockradio.com or if you're on Facebook Live, you can hit us up at 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, man. We're trying to figure out what you tell if you found out that your friend's mate was cheating. All right, so hit us up. You can leave a comment on the live screen. We'll read it out loud, or you can hit us up 760-283-4647. And then don't forget, man, you got to stick around to the end of the show, too, man. I got an ill cipher on the end, man. It's from the ill lit. The Ill Lit gang right here, man. It's about three of them in this cipher. It's fire. I ain't even gonna lie. Like I had some individual songs, but the cipher was so cold. I was just like, damn, I want to play the cipher, dog. So, but it's three people. One is Chris Pritham, Speak Easy, and Will Spitwell. You know what I'm talking about? Spitwell. That's kind of sweet, though.
Will Spitwell.
Yeah. It's kind of dope, though. So make sure you hang out to the end to catch that musical guest. But, yeah, man, with these few minutes left, though, I'm going to switch it up one last time. We're going to turn around a little bit. So, obviously, it's kind of dependent on the time that person's been together. Because, like I said, if you got years invested, and I know both of y'all, I can't even get involved in that shit. I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm going to steer clear. If you've been knowing her for a couple months, then I'm telling. I'm telling like a motherfucker. But in reverse, though, like if... If you see your mate's friend out, do you expect them to keep that secret? Like if you out doing your thing and you see your mate's homie, like especially if I'm out and I'm doing dirt and I see my girl homegirl, like should I expect her to keep that secret or like what you think? I mean I think women go hurry up and tell, like they gonna tell right on the spot.
Shit, you ain't gonna tell her on the spot, nigga. I mean, you think, man, she calling us. She got, took a picture already, nigga. And sent
right.
The fuck you mean, nigga? That picture was right. Sent 5 seconds before she looked back down, bro. Like, that picture was gone.
So you already, you know what I mean? You already tagged on Facebook.
Man, for real. My yeah. Shit is, your shit is on the porch when you get home.
You ain't even gotta ask.
You know, but you know what though, dog? Like, some people, dog, probably already know. So, you know what I mean? Like, I only, like, I don't know, man. Like, if it's years, I mean, you gotta know something wrong. You know what I mean? Like, for real. And they probably already know, dog. So, you coming to them, telling them they probably ain't gonna do nothing but piss them off. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah,
like,
I can't
do that. Well, you gotta know something, though.
Yeah. I mean, unless the nigga just that good at it. I mean, there's some women out there who really are that good at it, though. So, I don't know.
Yes, they are, though. Cats, sneaky ass, finicky ass motherfuckers.
Right, like cats, man.
Yeah.
They all sneaky ass. Right. Hey, them motherfuckers need body cameras.
For real.
Man, for real.
Motherfuckers got that shit, man. Let me tell them, that motherfuckers, jealous motherfuckers be having pictures, camera on the bitch buttons. I'm not sure.
Oh,
somebody
man.
Somebody gotta go to the grocery store and everything.
Dog, that'd be some crazy shit.
That'd be crazy. Shit,
you know what? If I gotta do that far, if I gotta go that far, man, it's already a wrap.
It's already done. If you have any assumptions that come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to my own girl Steph, man. She say, don't let your friend be out here looking like a fool, though. I don't know, man. I understand that too. You know, I want the homie out here looking crazy. But at the same time, man, I said it once, man. I said it before, though. I don't really fuck with that domestic shit, man. Like,
but you gotta put
on that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I know your girl. I just see that. See, nah. Look, I know your
girl. I lost you. What? I lost you, Mom. What'd you say?
Yeah, I have to tell you, bro.
Oh, yeah. You gonna tell?
Come on, bro.
Damn,
bro. I
knew
you first. I
knew
you first, girl.
You telling just on
rip.
Tell
him. Hell yeah. I'm telling.
Yeah.
I knew you first, bro. Like, come on, my dog, man. 8 years old, nigga. We met, nigga. Come on. I have to.
You got to. Yeah, I feel you. Hey, Steph say he better send an anonymous tip. Oh, word.
What them go-go gadget notes? You need to blow up
right.
After they fucking talk to you.
and that's what I'm saying, though. And that's what I feel like. If it was a situation like that, I really feel like I would somehow get you in the area to see it yourself. Like, because I ain't going to be the one to take. Should I? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, man, come through right quick. We about to shoot a move, and then I'm just going to show you shit. Because I ain't about to do all that, you know, telling and shit. I'm just going to show you so you can see for yourself, and then you can make your own decision. Like, I don't want you to make no decision off of shit I said.
Well, you know what's
going to
happen when you show them?
Yeah, I'm going to be an accessory to murder.
So what's going to happen after you show him, bro? Let it be me, and you come and say, Monk, money, look, Monk money. What are you supposed to get? You going to hold me back? You ain't no holding me back, bro. Ain't no holding me back. I'm going to Trey Songz that bitch. I'm about to wherever they at. That bitch looks like Trey Songz in that bitch. Bad as a motherfucker. I ain't doing shit.
Man,
what I'm supposed to do,
man.
Bro.
Hey, we go here. We gonna end it with that shit, man. No, you're fool. Hey, I wanna thank everybody who checked us out on eblockradio.com. Everybody that called in, Everybody that checked us out on Facebook Live, make sure you share the video so others can share in your experience. All right, just hit that share button. It's real easy, dog. You're sitting here looking right now. Just hit share for me real quick. You feel me? But we're going to end the show, dog. Like I said, I got the ill lit cipher at the end. You know what I'm saying? We're about to play that joint right now. Shout out to my man, EBZ. You know what I'm saying? Just checked in through somebody else's Facebook. It's all good, dog. Shout out to y'all, though, man. We about to be up out here, man. We're going to check out this joint right here. And please, man, before we get out of here, man, I don't know. I just got to say this. I ain't real political or nothing. And I don't really know what the whole point of, like, not watching inauguration tomorrow. Like, I guess it's supposed to kill the ratings or whatever. But to be honest with you, I think you need to watch every move this motherfucker make. Because I don't think we got time to not see some shit. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So watch that shit, right, man. Fuck the ratings. Figure out what the fuck going on. Like, I ain't going to not watch shit. I'm sorry, man. I guess I fucked up the black movement. I apologize ahead of time. On that note, man, we up out here, though, man. Thank y'all for checking us out. Again, make sure if you're watching right now, hit that share button so you can share this experience with everybody, man. Until next week, though, it's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High.
Boy, Monk Money, you know what it is.
We up out here, dog. The ill lit cipher, dog. Peace out, y'all.
What y'all thought we weren't gonna do another? What up? Yeah, I'm hot, boy. Feel it in the ambiance. Wanna take me under your wing, but I prefer to carry on. Rappers got baggage, I can sense it in their fabric. Climbing through whomever won't let us get to the cabbage. You ain't with the glitz and glamour, clips and hammers. I've been ripping bammers since they ripped the banner from the throne. That shit has landed. I ain't worried about your top 10 or top 5. All I wanna do is flex with the green Popeyes. They don't want it. If they wasn't bound, they running. Bound and running. Run up on your spot, amount to something. Never play the game, I run it. Wanna count on people, never keep it 100. The reason that they never amount to nothing, so I rock the T with the logo. T off on MCs, the gold is the green though. Cleats and iron, be a sports secret timing. Hottest free agents out here, we ain't signing shit. You see us coming, stopping, homie, there ain't nothing with it. Coming with it, wanna see us fail, running out of vision. I rummage village with a pun intended. How could you not fuck with the ill lit? Bitch!
Man, let's get this shit in, bro. We gon' miss all you can eat spaghetti nights. And I'm hungry! Next is the question, if Lexus is brimming extra, give you an erection that's bigger than the state of Texas. Wasn't raised on material things. Shit, I got those, but still get that bootleg cereal, man. Go harder than Marky Mark and then departed. I started this Nemo lost and I found my ammo. I'm an Ninja Turtle cross with De Niro and Casino. I love these cypress. It's for leaf play, baby, going full deuce and diapers. Check out the face, found face, but it didn't make me go for mate. While most of these artists are carbon copies of others that started, now they charting, so they're repeating what the former made they mark with. Traced it line for line, designed it, put it on the market, it's something new. We see past that, we just driving forth to something larger. Rap's blast cap, just ask BMI or Rap Cap. We making them dollars, maybe two, but I'm still popping my collar. Leave my Markley Baltimore, did the Potter. Connecting things that are conducive like copper wire and some solder. Even the outer air, my hotter than a tennis in my blackout in July, in my quarter. Roy Levi's bathing in molten lava and confident Scott's finest is something, yeah, and yada yada. Sorry, I guess my ass was too left field. Like if your boss stopped to ask you how your girl's breast feel, what the fuck? Are they real though?
Shit, boy, spit it. Fully sedated and faded, I contemplated an Uber before the blackout initiated. Another questionable choice, any way you take it, I get ill-fated. Miss me with the fake love, I'll deal with the real hatred. Another Friday and I can be Craig or Jason. I'm probably in the basement with partners standing adjacent. Another Monday, I wanna be on vacation or alternate occupation. We grinding, but I'm impatient, can I live? I'm talking more than just consciousness in a heartbeat. How about doing something I love all week? Instead of going through the motions, smiling out the off seat. I'm built to win and I ain't gotta make the ball leap. Years older, still feel like 98, bro. Several pounds heavier, couple more pesos. Drug in your window, never touch weight though. Beer belly poking, pounds on my waist, ho. No tough guy shit, die cause you say so. Nah, dumb cases, go to trial, beat the case though. All it takes is a little taste of queso for me to turn whoever's compound into Waco. Squad not stop until we bought out. Lost loved ones, gone but forever thought about. Glad to make it back, designated survivor. Live from the lick, second edition, the cypher, it'll lick.